This podcast explores my personal reflections on what is theory and what does it mean to me as part of the theory of interdisciplinary studies. I'll return to this original podcast to see how my ideas and perceptions around theory have changed, matured, and deepened over the course of 10 weeks. My first introduction to the word theory was 13 years old when I took the Royal Conservatory of Music piano theory. I'll be honest, I didn't like it. It was dry, it was boring, and I just wanted to play the music. And basically, I didn't understand the why. Why did I need to learn the theory, and what was the point? Fast forward 5 years when I began my undergraduate studies at Queen's University. My world expanded to a diverse set of new ideas, concepts, and yes, theories, that expanded from art history to sociology, as well as anthropology, history, and economic theories. One of the reasons I believed you went to university was to ground yourself in the theoretical understandings that would underpin the more practical or applied side of any field. So based on this rationale, I believed theory was confined within academic institutions, and it was discussed, debated, and examined by scholars. So without referencing any readings or definitions, my rudimentary definition of theory would be that theory is a body of ideas around specific disciplines that have been rigorously examined by scholars. Until a few days ago, I would have argued that theory rarely reveals itself in everyday life. The exception, perhaps, is when colleagues talk about theory versus practice. And how many times have we heard, well, in theory it should work, but in practice? But even within the first week of this course, I realize how naive and short-sighted I've been in my reflection on theory and what it means. Upon further reading and discussions this week, my understanding is theories are all around us, and perhaps it's the word theory that is tripping me up. As fellow students have shown in their posts, theories guide how we parent, how we make financial decisions, our political views, and the hundreds of theories that are debated and discussed on every social media platform and media outlet. If we were to replace the word theory with the word lens or worldview, as discussed this week, the concept becomes a bit clearer for me. In my own work, I think about how often we talk about seeing local area plans through a certain lens, for example, a climate change lens, an equity lens, accessibility lens, and in my field, a cultural lens. Furthermore, within my work and culture, we often talk about indigenous worldview versus traditional Western worldview or Eurocentric worldviews, and how these worldviews are drastically different in how we understand and make sense of the world. The word theory is still daunting and, to be honest, fuzzy for me. Add in the word culture as an area of focus for my master's thesis, and it becomes even more so. I think as humans we like order and systems to help us sort through the vast amounts of knowledge and information available to us. But I believe some level of chaos, of crossing over into new disciplines and being outside your comfort zone, is necessary to forge ahead in new and creative ways and expand the field of interdisciplinary studies.